Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another week of Gee Thanks Just Bought It, the podcast about what we just bought and what you need to buy next. I'm Caroline Moss. This episode, we are joined by some very special guests, my producers of this podcast and people you probably already know, the hosts of the best podcast ever, Forever 35, Kate and Dory. Hi, you guys.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. So I'm very excited that we're doing this. It feels like we're in, you know, a Bravo TV show and Andy Cohen's like backing up some new like series that we don't know about it. And all of a sudden we're like three episodes in and we're realizing we're watching a totally different show. I feel like we're doing that right now. And I'm really excited. And I'm mostly excited because I love Forever 35. And so doing this podcast with you guys is a huge dream come true. And mostly, I'm just pumped to see what you guys brought today. So as you all know, if it's your first time tuning in, each week a guest comes and they bring a product that they bought recently, or maybe they didn't buy it recently, but it's a product that they love. It's a product that they didn't spend a ton of money on, and it's a product that they think changed their life. We talk about it a little bit, and today we have two guests. So we're going to start with Dory. Dory, what'd you bring?
Okay, I brought some flameless candles.
Okay.
I brought it is the Candle Impressions Ombre Design Pillar Real Wax Flameless Candles with Auto Timer Feature, set of five in buttercream.
Whoa.
Wait, real wax?
Real wax flameless candles.
Okay. So tell me more about this. You said, because I know that you had messaged me kind of wondering which item you should bring, and you said that this was Kate's recommendation.
So Kate had initially turned me on to the whole world of flameless candles.
Okay. I didn't know there was a world, so please turn me on to welcome, this world as well.
Welcome to my world, Caroline.
I mean, I had just been using regular old candles my whole life, essentially. And
right.
You know, the thing about regular candles is they disappear.
Yeah, they go away. And then it doesn't disappear. The wax just gets all over other stuff.
The wax gets all over your stuff. And then you also have to worry about setting your house on fire.
And honestly, I don't want to worry about that.
No, exactly.
I have other stuff to worry about.
So Kate was like, hello, I use flameless candles. In addition, you also use regular candles.
Well, yes.
But you were like, flameless candles are awesome. You also introduced me to the concept of a fake Christmas tree. I mean, I knew that they existed, but I didn't realize that they could look so good. And then I saw one at your house and I was like, your tree is so nice. And you were like, it's fake. And now we have a fake Christmas tree.
And I mean, not to make this a Forever 35 crossover episode here, but
no, but it is
both of these things,
but it's exactly,
but it kind of is both of these things I got at Costco, the fake Christmas tree and the fake candles.
Ooh.
It all comes back to Costco, which my heart
always
is shaped like a big box store. Anyway, Dory, carry on.
I'm with you. I wanted to add, so I also have a fake Christmas tree because I was burned, not literally, but burned by putting up a real tree and then on December 15th, 2 years ago, having to take it out and put it on the curb because it had died. And I mean, unless you're like Griswolding it and you're going down to cut it down yourself, you know, you don't know how long these trees have been out of the forest. So
totally.
I started doing a fake one. And also just because the fire hazard of it all did make me kind of nervous.
Yeah, totally.
Kate, did you start doing fake Christmas trees and flameless candles because you were nervous or because you were like, this is too much work? And it couldn't be both.
Well, it's also money saving for me. I think our fake Christmas tree cost $200. It can have, you can switch the lights between white and color. And we've used it now for probably 5 years. And I think if you buy a Christmas tree that is an actual living tree, it's at least like $80. So it really has paid itself back. And
wow.
I was a diehard real tree person, but in California, it's especially dry. We tried a real tree. It just, it died very quickly. This just feels...
Also, you don't have to put the lights on yourself.
No.
It comes pre-lit.
Yes, it comes pre-lit.
Oh, forget it.
It's obviously the best.
That's awesome.
Exactly. And you press a button depending on your mood. And you're like, today I want it to be, you know, rainbowy lights. There you go. Just press a button.
But what about, do you guys miss the smell?
No, because you can get a Christmas scented candle.
Sure. Because you can buy the balsam for a candle at Yankee Candle. Yes. Sure. That makes sense. And put all of your fake candles around it.
Exactly.
So I'm looking right now. I know, Kate, you said you got yours at Costco. I did a quick Google. I found the first thing that came up was $20 for 6 candles and a remote at Bed Bath & Beyond. How many of these do you have?
So I just have the one set, the set of 5.
Okay.
And I got
sort of imagining like a seance situation where like they are all over your house on remote control timers.
I mean, that's kind of the dream, right?
Right.
I will say I have brought them into the bathroom with me to take a bath.
Nice.
And turned out the lights and just turned on the candles.
And it's
like going on a date with yourself.
That lasts forever because the candles will not burn down.
Exactly. No, they're great. And they flicker, which is like a nice touch.
Wait, what do you mean? Like they have like a flicker setting?
Yeah, like they're not just like on. Like these, so this is in the description. Don't ask me how this works, but it says, this company, the Candle Impressions patented realistic wick and proprietary LED flicker technology.
Sure.
So it does.
So this is like Shark Tank. This is like something that like someone was like, we're making this and it's ours.
Yes. Okay. So it's not just like you have an orb. You have something that's like actually flickering.
And so it looks really like a candle.
Yes. And it like is a nice warm glow. I really, really like these candles.
I love that. I'm looking at pictures right now and it's making me think that I got married inside and my venue was all wood. And I know I had a lot, like it was like a wooden, like barn, like kind of structure. It was the Bell House in New York, which is very,
nice.
But we had a ton of candles. And now I'm thinking, I wonder if any of them are real.
Oh, probably.
Like,
not.
I wonder if like a floor, like this is like a florist trick or like, I'll have to ask. Cause like there were a lot of candles and I was kind of wondering like, is this safe? And now I bet looking at the picture and it's reminding me of like some of my wedding photos, like I bet this is what they used.
Yeah.
That's genius.
I bet they use that. And, you know, you can also get scented fake candles.
Okay. Well, that's crazy. Really?
Scented flameless candles. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But does the scent ever wear out?
Great question, Caroline. I don't know because the thought of scented flameless candles felt weird to me. So I've only bought unscented.
I appreciate that you have a line and a boundary here. do you have the ones that are like, so you have the pillar ones.
Yes.
And it looks like they all sort of are like fake melted down to different sizes.
The ones that I got are fake melted down, but they're not different sizes, but they come in 2 different sizes. So it's a set of 5.
Okay.
And 2 of them are 6 inches and 3 of them are 4 inches.
Cool. I'm going to have to like, I'm looking at. And you bought yours at Costco. Dory, where'd you buy yours?
I bought mine on Amazon.
On Amazon. Okay. Mm-hmm. And Crate and Barrel has ones I'm looking right now that are like birch, like white birch branch.
Look, you can get some real classy ones.
I'm going to fill my home with these and scare the daylights out of my cats.
I'm so excited for you and Dan to experience the joys of flameless candles.
Well, you can also set them on a timer.
I think this is great.
Yes.
They have a timer?
Yeah, yes. You can set them on a timer.
And a remote control.
I'm very excited. Remote control anything as a child was so exciting to me. And I don't think that sort of joy and glee has worn off. So like that, to have candles on a remote control feels rich. Like that makes me feel wealthy.
It's fancy.
It is really fancy.
It's just like a small thing you can do to feel more fancy.
Kate, how many do you have?
Oh my God.
What's
the
answer?
I think I have maybe 8. I think I think I first bought them individually on Amazon and then I saw the box set at Costco and knew I loved them and bought them. And I use them just especially around the holidays or in the winter to kind of create a real cozy vibe in the house. It is so Nice.
It's so cozy.
Yes.
Especially if you don't have a working fireplace.
Oh, you could put them in a corner.
Well, right, of course. I mean, it's just very funny that you guys are both LA people, like really sounding desperate to make your houses very cozy. You can just come back to New York where it's cold and that'll do all the work for you. And the heat won't be working and you'll feel cozy right away. Is it now, as someone who's about to go to LA and move to LA, am I going to need these candles to New Yorkify, winterify my house ASAP?
Probably. And Caroline, I will also tell you, it rained here in Los Angeles yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, it's so cozy. I love being able to stay indoors all day.
Yes.
Did you put on your candles?
I did put on my candles. And
I would have. And make soup.
I should have made soup, but I did get to wear my fleece.
Amazing.
Real. Yeah. Put on my slippers. It was great.
I'm telling you, this is the thing that I will miss the most about New York is like cozy ambiance, because I live for this. I have to get these candles like ASAP so that I can like live with them in December, and then I'll move them with me. So how much, what's the price point that we're talking about here on flameless LED candles? Like where, like,
so
how much would we be looking to pay?
Right. So I got this set for $33. Now, I did do a little research before I purchased these. I did really want some realistic looking ones. I also wanted the auto timer feature.
Mm.
And I wanted real wax. So all of those, you know, they raised the price a tiny bit.
Okay.
But I believe you can get them for, like, you could get a set for probably like $20.
Yeah, it looks like I'm just doing like a, it seems very popular right now because every sort of like Pottery Barn, Crate and Barrel, Bed Bath and Beyond, they're all selling them. And the price ranges from like $19.99 to, at like Bed Bath and Beyond, to like a pretty identical looking set for $80 at Pottery Barn, which I would say, I'm clicking on the link to just see what these are offering.
Yeah.
Like, what do these things do that the $20 version doesn't? But I guess, would you say, like, if you've paid over $35, you've paid too much? Or, like, if you've paid, like, over $30 or over $40, like, where would be the line for, like, how much you guys would pay for another set?
This felt like the line for me. Like $30 feels like a lot.
Cool.
Yeah, so I don't think I would pay more than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking at the description on the Pottery Barn website. Pottery Barn, why are you selling these for $80? And it's a limited, oh my God, it's a limited time offer. The $99 is crossed out.
That, like, seems excessive.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to send you guys the link. This, I'm going to at them and start a Twitter fight. That's crazy. And it's exact same description that you're describing. So, okay. Find the deal, you guys. Don't buy the $80 version or the $90 version at Pottery Barn.
Totally.
Well, I think that's a really good recommendation, and I'm 1,000% putting them in my cart. Anything else we should know?
I mean, there's really no downside.
No downside.
No downside.
Do you miss your regular candles, or do you still burn regular candles?
I still have regular candles, especially scented ones. But I will say, like, every time I burn a regular candle, I'm like, oh, this, like, it's just messier. Also, I am burning fewer scented candles now that I have a baby, because it's not great to have scented candles around babies, apparently.
Really? It's not great for any of us.
Oh, great.
But I still do it.
Well, I'm definitely down the wrong path then, because I burn so many scented candles. Really?
Yes,
I mean, I don't
fragrance.
Really drink, so I guess scented candles can be my big vice.
You know, sometimes when I remember coming over your house last year, and sometimes you'd be burning particular scented candles, and I would get like
almost like an allergic reaction.
Yeah, I would get almost an allergic reaction.
There are certain candles that I have reactions to. Now, I will say that my favorite candle is not one of them, but it doesn't mean that it's not bad for you. Mm. But yes, there was a recent study, so I that just came out in the news about the scent released from candles. And so I do feel like this is a wonderful way to get the atmosphere of candles without burning one.
Totally.
It feels right. I mean, also just it, like, and going back to the Christmas tree paying for itself, like, really nice scented candles that actually fill the room with the scent that you want end up being really expensive.
Yeah.
Like, they can be like $40, and sometimes they only, or like $50, or like, don't even get me started on Diptyque, but like, they don't burn for that long, and then when they're gone, it's almost like you burned money. I don't know.
Look, this, Caroline.
This feels, I want to try it.
I just need to shout out the one true scented candle, which is Cozy Nights from Target. It is $10.
I know all about Cozy Nights from Target.
I'm sorry I can't stop talking about it on every platform that I have. That does fill the room.
I love Cozy Nights from Target. I buy, every time the weather changes, I go running to Target and I buy up their big tumblers of Cozy Nights. And also flannel. Flannel's pretty good. A little similar to Cozy Nights. Not exactly the same. And I buy their Christmas tree smelling candle. I feel like, did you talk about Cozy Nights on Forever 35 at one point?
Like, oh, 50 yes. times.
Okay, great. Because I remember, I feel like it was kind of in the beginning too. Because someone, it like started a conversation in my group chat with my friends. Like, someone was like, Forever 35 recommended Cozy Nights. And I'm like, at Target, and there's like 12 Cozy Nights. Should I buy them all? And like, obviously the answer was yes. So you should be getting some stock in the success of Cozy Nights.
I mean, I would just take the candle. I bought six recently because I was like, these might sell out. So I have six Cozy Nights in my living room right now.
It's like the Seinfeld episode with the sponge. You have like the closet full of Cozy Nights.
Cozy Nights candles. Is my sponge.
Kate, what item did you bring that you can't live without?
Okay, so this is my like best friend item. It's the item that I am always with. I always have it in hand. I bring it everywhere with me. If I ever lost it, I would have a real meltdown. It is my Hydro Flask 32-ounce tumbler with specifically the straw tumbler lid. So this thing, it basically looks like a giant Big Gulp from 7-Eleven.
Oh, it sure does. I just Googled a picture of it.
Yes. And now I do want to say this is a pricier item for a water bottle. You can get cheaper water bottles.
How much did you pay for it?
$40, $39.95. Okay. And then the lid comes separately, and the lid is, it looks like, is $12.95. So this is an investment purchase, which is why I'm so scared of losing it.
Right.
But I will say,
did you have this pre-Visco Girl thing?
I've had Hydro Flasks for a couple years. I think they make
the original Visco Girl.
That's me, 40-year-old Visco Girl. I've had them for a while. They're the water bottles that my kids bring to school. They're just super durable and they last really well. The only downside is if you lose them, you're losing an investment water bottle. And so that is something I have, you know, like that constant fear that you're going to lose the item because you love it and also because of the price. But I will say this is the best water carrier I have ever owned. Wow. I love it because it is big, but it's easy to lug around. It fits in the cup holder of a car. A lot of
that is so important.
Yeah. See, a lot of these bigger Hydro Flask water bottles, Dory has one at the table right now. I don't think the 32-ounce regular ones fit in an actual cup holder.
Kate, it does not.
Okay.
And I find it very annoying.
Yeah.
That is really annoying.
Mm-hmm. Which is why my tumbler fits in cup holders. So
I should have gotten the tumbler.
Dory, look, maybe for the holidays, I'll pick one up for you.
This is really big Hydro Flask. Like, now you have to get multiple ones for various, you know, cup holders. This is like their big way to get you to spend money.
It can be a bit of a spiral, a downward spiral, if you will. But I find that this has been, I've bought a bunch of different water bottles. This above all is the best. Like, my husband even took a sip out of it recently. We had like left it in the car for 6 hours in the hot California sun. And he was like, wow, this thing really keeps the water cold. Like, if you put ice in it, the ice will be in your cup all day. It keeps things really hot. It says it keeps cold drinks cold for up to 24 hours and hot drinks hot for up to 6 hours. And the lid, I have found, like, it's obviously not a leak proof lid. It is a straw, but it doesn't, like, I've never had a big spill. This thing fell off the roof of my car. I drove away with it on the roof of my car. It fell off in a parking garage and it is undented. I mean, it's so durable. And I drink, it really helps me to drink water. I think just the fact that the straw is there in your face, like you aren't opening or enclosing it, you're just constantly sipping it. So I normally drink 3 to 4 of these a day, which means I'm getting, you know, 90 to 100 and something ounces of water a day.
You fill it up 4 times a day?
At least. I'm an obsessive hydrator, so this plays to my... Yeah, we talked about this over email. You don't like water.
I don't like water.
Now, what don't you like about water?
It doesn't taste like anything to me. I don't like it.
Okay.
I have publicly stated, so Mel Magazine.com did a whole piece on hydro haters last year, and I was like, oh my gosh, like, you know, relatable
hydro haters.
Hydro haters, people who just don't like water. And there are a few of us out in the world, and I have been like this since I was a kid. Like, my mom remembers taking me to the doctor when I was 2 and the doctor being like, she's so dehydrated, like she needs more water. I just don't like water. I don't drink it. Like, I can go days without drinking it, like forgetting.
Oh my God.
I know. If my parents are listening, they're mad at me. If my husband's listening, he's mad at me.
What do you drink? What do you drink?
I don't like Diet Pepsi. Oh, like God. I'm horrible. I will say though that like, because I don't drink alcohol, I associate water with like being in a bar because that's what I drink when I'm at the bar. So like anytime I walk into a bar, I get very thirsty for water. And so I'll have like 2 or 3 glasses at a bar. But I never am in the habit of like getting up and like filling up a glass of water in my house and then just like having it. And so the closest that I got to this after I went on BuzzFeed's AM to DM morning show and came out, I'm making the quote signs with my hands, came out as a hydro hater, and like the host screamed at me. My friend Emily Fleischshaker, who I think you guys know, recommended the Bubba Cup, which is not the same as the hydro. It's not as fancy. It costs like $8, but it's massive and it has a massive silicone straw. And so you get more water into your body faster. And for like a few weeks, I was doing really well and then I stopped. But I don't know. I don't want it. And like, what's funny is that I forget that I seriously don't know what being actually hydrated feels like. So at the very few times in my life that I have been 100% hydrated, I've felt amazing and haven't known why. So there was a time when I had to go to the hospital and they put an IV in me, and it wasn't because I was dehydrated, it was something else. And they put an IV of water in me just to give me fluids. And like 20 minutes later, I was like, I feel so good. Like, this feels like, what is this?
Those,
like, what is
amazing
in this IV?
Yeah, those IVs are incredible. Yeah.
And they were like, it's water. And I was like, I've never felt that before.
Listen.
So I'm trying hard, but will this be the thing that makes me drink the water? Like, that's what I need. And also, I don't like very cold water because I have sensitive teeth. So it needs to be room temp.
Well, one thing you could do is just fill it. It will keep its temperature. You could even fill it with like a light warm water. I love a lukewarm water, especially thing in the morning with lemon. And this would keep that warm temperature. Now, I think as a person who is the opposite of a hydro hater, I'm like a hydro obsessive.
Like, you're a hydrophile?
I'm a hydrophile. You should see how much water I bring onto a plane. It's like 90 ounces.
How much are you peeing during the day? Like, how
all
are
the
you
time,
productive?
Every hour.
How are you productive?
Well, one, you're supposed to get up every hour to move your body to.
They say that.
Yeah,
they
to counteract that. The way chairs are hurting our bones. So.
Great.
You know, water solves all problems. But I think having this giant water bottle in front of you, especially with the straw, there is little effort needed. It's a constant reminder. And yeah, I bring this with me everywhere. I travel with it. I bring it in the car with me. I bring it to any recording or work thing. It is.
She does.
Yeah, it is always with me, which is why I'm so afraid of losing it.
No, but that's not a habit you had to build, right? I mean, that's just something. Have you been like that? Were you like that in high school? Were you like that as a kid? Were you like that in college?
You know, I've always carried a water bottle because I come from a long line of Massachusetts hippies where it was cool to have a Nalgene bottle. If
I was
going to
say a Nalgene with like a fish sticker on it.
That is me.
I know you're kind.
But I have made a more concerted effort to, one, be drinking more water, and two, to also just have my own water bottle with me, especially traveling. So I'm not buying, you know, buying water, it saves, you know, at the airport, it saves money, saves a little bit of plastic. So mm-hmm. it has been an effort of the past like 5 years to find my water bottle. And I've gone through so many.
Can I ask a question, Kate?
Yes, Dory.
When you have that water bottle in your bag, how does it not spill?
I find it just kind of, well, two things. One, I often just hold it and have my bag on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. Like if I'm going into a store, I'm often holding it, but it just kind of stands upright in my bag. My bag is not big enough that this is flopping over. Now, would I put this next to my computer in a tote? No, but I don't put any water next to computers anymore because I've destroyed too many electronics with water. Mm.
See, that's the hydro haters don't have that problem. There's never any water near any of our stuff.
Their electronics work great, but their bodies, you know, their bodies are dried out.
Yeah, well, you can just say your body's dried out because it is. So this is interesting. The biggest problem that I have with the Bubba Cup that's making me think I should order a hydro flask is that it doesn't fit in my cup holder. And thus, it makes it really difficult to get in the habit of just bringing it everywhere with me. Even though I feel I had two at one point. One just kind of sat next to my bed, and one I left at my office so that I wouldn't have to like tote back and forth. And they were really cheap; they're like $9. But I just looked up on Amazon to see if such a thing exists, and there are cup holder expanders that you can put in your. It looks like you put them in your cup holder, and then they just make the cup holder bigger. Like higher,
wow,
but bigger.
Wow, this is news I can use.
Right. So I'm thinking, like, maybe I don't need the $40 water bottle. I just need the water. I mean, it's very clear.
That is true. That's the most important
I need the
thing.
Water. But I think that maybe the solution for me is trying to take what I have and making it more portable. Because what I'm hearing from you is that it's more about the fact that you are attached to this thing. And that's why it's like a very convenient thing for you.
Yes. I love it. It just works. It holds up. It's just like I don't want to say it's my best friend, but it really does come with me. You know how like Paris Hilton used to carry a tiny dog around in 2004? This is my tiny dog, and I have a tiny dog and she doesn't come with me everywhere. The water bottle is my tiny dog.
Are your kids as into water as you are? Do they drink a lot?
I find like with this generation of parenting, there's a bit of like obsessive hydrating going on with our kids, especially here in California where it's very warm. So like every kid brings a water bottle with them. Like I don't remember lugging a water bottle to school.
No, me neither.
No, never.
Every child has a water bottle. And so, yes, and my kids do drink a lot of water, but it is very hot here and they're very active. So, you know, they always are hydrating. I'm passing on my hydration obsession to them.
So you're telling me that now I'm going to move to California and not only is my home not going to be cozy, but now I'm run an even higher risk of being dehydrated all the time.
But what we're saying is your home is going to feel cozy because you're going to give the illusion of coziness with candles.
Right.
And you know, you're going to join the VSCO vibe.
I'm gonna be a VSCO girl.
Yeah, that's very VSCO-y out here, and you're gonna get yourself a Hydro Flask.
It's very VSCO-y. Out
it is
here.
VSCO-y. I don't think they're gonna let me in without my Hydro Flask or my scrunchies or me saying I'm gonna go hiking.
Yeah, I mean,
and
that's what we're
I'm
all
excited.
About.
I'm gonna need to get a dog. I don't think my cats hike, but I did drink a glass of water today at Acast while recording this. I really want to be someone that drinks water. I get into habits where for 2 weeks I'm like so hydrated and that's it for the year. I could probably tell you in the last calendar year, I've probably had like 30 glasses of water.
No. What?
I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. It's really awful. Like you like ask the people who have lived with me. It's like it's horrible. It's not like I drink like bottles of Diet Pepsi every day. I just don't drink a lot. I'm not that thirsty, which makes me think that maybe I am very thirsty and I do not know.
Yeah. I mean, this is, I'm going to be worried about this now.
Don't keep yourself up at night.
The rest of my life.
I know it feels like I need to go to the doctor and they're going to be like, actually like the quench, the thirst that you feel is numb now because you have not like tended to it in a very long time.
No, there's, but you know what? You can always start. That's the nice thing about water. And we are very fortunate that we have access to clean water. So
yep.
You can't go wrong here, Caroline.
I know it really. And I also think like ahead of the move, water needs to become my friend because I have been very dehydrated before, not just like in a constant state, but like a sick state of dehydration. And it's not fun. And you feel like an idiot, you know, because that's like your fault. So, okay. I mean, I'm going to check in with you guys. I'm going to like start sending tallies of the glasses that I, so it's like what, 8 glasses a day? Is that what they say? And you, how many of these tumblers would I have to drink a day just to be normal? I'm not talking 2? Like Kate hydrated.
Yeah, 2? I think okay. 2. That would get you to 64 ounces a day. That's pretty good, I think.
It's like a lot of water.
I mean, sometimes I'll think about it. I often wake up first thing in the morning and just like try to chug as much water as I can.
I hear that from very smart people. Like, I get it. Like, you guys are way better than me. I don't know. It's like not the first thing I think of. It's going to have to be something that I really put my mind to and like actually try to make it a habit for myself, because it's clearly not within me to be into water.
Well, I also just want to say there's no water shaming here, you know?
No.
Hydration shaming. Everybody comes to it from their own place. And the last thing I would want to do is make anybody feel bad about not drinking enough water.
It's okay. People should drink more water. Like, I know I should drink more water. And in the show notes where we link to all these products that we're recommending, I am going to put in the Hydro Haters essay because I think people should read it. And most people read it and they're like, oh my God, what? But I read it and I was like, my people. I had the exact opposite reaction as literally everybody else who read this. Odell Beckham Jr., the way this all started was that like he did an interview and he was like, I don't like water. And he's like an athlete.
Wow.
I'm not running anywhere. So I feel like I don't need water. I feel like he should probably drink some. But maybe he and I will do this in 2020. I'll hit him up.
Do you drink other beverages?
Diet Pepsi. That's kind of it.
I'm so.
and Diet Pepsi because my mom works for Pepsi. So as a kid, like we didn't buy Coke products. So it's like just something that, but my mom got off soda like when I was in high school. She was like, wait a minute, this is bad. Like, soda's bad. And I was like, it's too late. Like, you bought too much of it when we were kids. And I'm addicted. But my mom drinks a ton of water. My dad doesn't drink as much water as my mom. But my mom also always used to have, like, she'd always make, like, Crystal Light, like, lemonade and, like, have a huge pitcher of it in the fridge. And so I've tried doing that because, like, that seems fine. But I'm telling you, I'm just not that thirsty. Like, even with a meal, I won't order a drink or, like, pour myself anything to drink while I'm eating. I don't like seltzer. It's very strange.
Kate's face right now.
I'm trying so hard to keep an open mind, but I'm also like, okay. This is conversations okay. Like drying out my insides.
I understand. I mean, take a big gulp on behalf of me. And
I have been drinking. I've been drinking from my water bottle this whole time.
I'm telling you, maybe this is my new, you know, new state, new me personality. Like maybe I'll go to California and become like really into water. Who can say, you know?
I can't wait for that to happen.
So bad. I really want so badly for that to happen. So I'm hopeful. All right. So I will link to the 32-ounce Hydro Flask tumbler. And it's very important that it's the tumbler, right? Because that's the one that fits in the car.
The tumbler. And we must link to the straw lid. I will. Yes. We'll make sure we have it totally right.
Okay. Perfect. And I will. Maybe someone will come on the show and own me and their recommendation will just be water and like no product whatsoever. And then I'll have to hear about it for a little while. Okay, so now it's my turn. I brought, I think what I'm going to say is like one of the most day-to-day life-changing products that I purchased. And it's one of those things that I think I went through the last like 15 years of my life being like, wouldn't it be great if this thing existed? And then one day I was like, I bet it does exist. I'm going to Google it. And there it is, available for me to buy. It is a tote bag insert. So it comes in all these different sizes and shapes, depending on what kind of tote bag you have. They have them for backpacks. They have them for like tiny, not tiny crossbody bags, but like, you know, bags that are a little bit deeper. They have them for bigger totes, smaller totes. And it's just this pocket that has all these different little compartments and it's the size of your tote and you just slide it in. And then all of a sudden your tote bag becomes like an organized place at all times. And it is the best thing that has ever happened to me because I only use tote bags and always lose stuff. And I, ever since I bought this, and I think it was like $12, my days have become a lot more calm because I'm no longer like very afraid that I've misplaced my keys or my phone or my AirPods. And I'm looking up the price now. What kind of bags do you guys carry?
I have a Goyard bag.
Ooh la la.
Look, wow, it was the one fancy thing that I ever bought. I bought it on Poshmark.
You bought it secondhand.
I bought it secondhand. I use it every day.
But it is a big tote bag.
It is a big tote bag and I can never find anything in it.
I have
You need this. I do. I was going to say, you need this.
I have a variety of bags. Currently, I have a bag that I bought on ThredUp secondhand.
Oh, look at you.
A Mansur Gavriel bucket bag.
Oh, nice.
And I also have a Madewell bag that's around the same size. Those are kind of my two everyday, you know, grab and go bags, but they're filled. They both do not have compartments really. So they're just like dumping grounds for tissues and tampons.
I have a couple of pouches that I use.
I find that pouch system. Does it work for you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, sort of. I should probably get an organizer.
Well, this is eye-opening to me because I didn't know. I've only ever bought giant tote bags with zero organization or a tote bag that comes with lots of compartments that I never actually utilize well.
Yeah.
So this seems kind of eye-opening to me.
The one that they have one for Goyard also. I'm looking at it right now. And I'm using the Louis Vuitton, like, Neverfull bag, which they have, mm-hmm. which I also bought secondhand, which they have an insert that, like, specifically fits it. But it's great because it just makes a lot of sense. Like, it almost makes you, it made me feel like I was making my life a lot harder for myself by just throwing everything into my bag and like hoping it was there later when I needed it. Mm-hmm. And Kate, they even have one that has like a water bottle pocket. So it would just stand up in your bag.
Now that is a dream because I have been looking for something like looking for a bag where I could fit this giant, my giant 32-ouncer.
Yeah, this will do it. I mean, it's kind of crazy. I also use pouches, but the system doesn't work because it's just a smaller, more unorganized place inside my already unorganized place. But the great part is that they seem to make sizes for fancy bags. So if you in like a tote bag insert for a large Goyard bag, like you would find one that was automatically measured out to fit inside your bag.
Oh, interesting. Okay, good to know.
Yeah, and then they have them for Madewell and they have them for the Neverfull bags, so there's a lot, and they're like felt and you can like easily wash them.
Neverfull bag, is that's the bag that like the Louis Vuitton bag that like everyone has, like
yes.
that big yeah. big tote.
Yeah, it's like the big brown with the like lighter brown handles.
Cute. Very iconic. Yeah,
it's cute. I like it because I like having a big tote. It can fit my laptop in it. But before I had this insert, like bags are the item for me that when I buy a new one, I'm like, maybe I'm a new person now. Like maybe I'm the kind of person totally. Who like always has a pen, or like maybe I'm the kind of person who like wears lipstick. And now that I have the tote bag insert, sometimes I do feel like a new person. Like it really has helped. I don't lose anything anymore. And if you look at all the pictures, if you search tote bag insert on Amazon, you look at all the pictures, it's really like aspirational. Like it's like, here are my eyeglass cases and here is my lotion. Like, and here's like, I keep sunscreen in my bag now. I don't even wear it. I just keep it there because it has a little place and it's great. So this is the one more than anything else I've recommended has like sort of changed up. It's taken one very stressful thing out of my day.
I'm sold.
I am too, actually. Because I never know, like with these giant tote bags, I always want to bring them on planes, especially mm-hmm. for travel, because they're huge. And I see other people lugging them around and it looks like they've got them so organized. And when I try to do it, it's just like carrying around like a sack of mismatched
things. Wait, Caroline,
things.
I have a question. Does it make your bag much heavier?
No, I don't think so. It's right next to me right now. I'm taking what I have in my bag out of my bag and I'm going to tell you instead of guessing. I don't think so. It's really light. I mean, it's like felt and there's not much to it. No, it really doesn't. I like just emptied everything out and it's not at all heavier. And also the thing about the compartments is it actually, I think, helps distribute the weight a little bit better.
Oh, because interesting.
When you have a tote bag and you're like holding it, everything kind of just like falls to the center. But when you have this organizer, like there's literally something in a pocket on the left and something in a pocket on the right and something in a pocket in the middle. And it kind of helps it hold its structure a little bit more.
Hmm. All right.
I'm sold too.
Yeah. I mean, I think I bought mine for like $10 and I'm looking now and like, depending on what size you need, I wouldn't spend more than like 30. And the smallest ones can be 12. And I didn't even realize, but they come with for backpacks too, which I think would be really helpful for kids.
Oh, that's a great idea. You do not even want to see what lives in my children's backpacks.
Yeah. I mean, right. Cause like, you don't know what's at the bottom.
Often it's like a rotten plum.
Right. Just the scent of produce.
Yeah. Just the scent of produce.
So that's it. Those are our three recommendations. We have the flameless LED, but real wax fake candles. And we have the 32-ounce Hydro Flask. And now we have a tote bag insert. So it's like a very exciting rundown of life-changing items.
I agree.
You could use that tote bag to carry around those candles.
And I'm going to put all my candles
and that
Hydro
Flask.
Your two essentials, candles
and
a Hydro Flask.
Organize, when you got to organize your candles, you need an organizer. I hear you. You guys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thanks for having us.
This was so fun. Thank you.
Of course. And we'll link to all of those items and the Hydro Haters essay in the show notes. And we will see you guys next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.